堂听 class.com。
Now we will begin part A with question number one. Question number one.
She learned to use the computer on her own.
Question number two.
The art history class is one I never miss.
Question number three.
Carolyn's favorite sport used to be golf, but now it's tennis.
Question number four.
You returned the book this morning, right?
Question number five.
She was about to go to sleep when the phone rang.
Question number six.
The game was tied until John scored the winning point.
Question number seven.
To act as rudely as Martin is unforgivable.
Question number eight.
I just sat there and ate, too hungry to say a word.
Question number nine.
From now on, I refuse to put up with your shilling.
Question number ten.
They should look for that magazine to me.
Flowers in the window really brighten my spirit.
Question number 12.
If I brought a second pen, I wouldn't have to borrow yours.
Question number 13.
Don't you think Mike will succeed in the organic chemistry class?
The school bus drivers are handing out schedules.
Question number 15.
If he had just paid more attention this morning.
Question number 16.
We reached home while it was still light outside.
Question number 17.
You think that she's been here 6 weeks already?
Go on to the next page. Question number 18.
You'll be able to meet all these people by and by.
Question number 19.
It took Mary twice as long as usual to drive to work.
Question number 20.
I want to see the beans
This is the end of part A. Now we will begin part B with the first conversation. Question number 21.
I thought this book was going to be really boring.
But it's actually quite fascinating, isn't it?
What does the woman say about the book? Question number 22.
This is hopeless. These figures still don't add up right. Let's do the calculations over.
Yes, but why not do them tomorrow? Very late now.
What does the woman mean? The woman mean? Question number 23.
I think Tom left his umbrella on the bus.
Why he's so irresponsible is beyond me.
What does the woman say about Tom? Question number 24.
Professor Jones, when can we meet to discuss my grade?
Would 4 o'clock be all right?
What does the professor mean? Question number 25.
My chemistry project is in trouble because my partner and I have totally different ideas about how to proceed.
We should try to meet each other halfway.
What does the woman suggest the man do?Question number 26.
I have to look for a room to rent.
How about signing tickets? They usually have a long list of places.
Where will the man probably go? Question number 27.
Did you and Amanda really meet at exactly 5:02 in front of the mirror?
Yes, we were both there on the dot. What does the man mean? Question number 28.
Should we ask Paul to pick up our clothes at the dry cleaners?
Why not? It's right on his way home.
What does the man mean? Question number 29.
Well, you cleaned out the refrigerator this time. You must have been really hungry.
All I did was fix the snack. There weren't many leftovers from yesterday.
What did the man do? Question number 30.
Catherine is taking a microbiology course this semester.
She should be taking that this semester.
What does the woman imply that Catherine should be doing? Question number 31.
We just saw Joe when we were in New York.
Really? What's new with him?
What does the woman want to know? Question number 32.
Hey, where did you find that journal? I need it for my research, too.
Right here. But don't worry. I'll take it out on my side for both of you.
Where is this conversation probably taking place? Question number 33.
Eggs are supposed to be one of the most helpful foods.
Next to potatoes.
What does the man mean? Question number 34.
Phil, could you give me a hand with this file cabinet? It belongs against the wall, next to the bulletin board.
At your service.
What are the speakers doing? Question number 35.
Harry can sure play baseball.
And he knows.
What does the woman mean? This is the end of part B. Now we will begin part C. Questions 36 through 38. Listen to the following talk given to an English speaker.
Good morning, Steve. The school bulletin lists this course as a required writing course for second year students. This does not mean that first year or third year students may not take it. What it means is that those of you who have never learned how to write a research paper ought to be here, and those of you who already know how should leave immediately and sign up for another English course. I hope to cover the entire process of writing a research paper, from selecting the topic to putting together the final format and presentation. I will be here to help you every step of the way, but it is your responsibility to hand in each assignment on time. Your final grade will be the grade you receive on your paper.
Question number 36. Who was the speaker? Question number 37. For whom is the course intended? Question number 38. What does the speaker ask students to do who have already learned to write research papers? Questions 39 through 42. Listen to the conversation about space.
Did you know that astronauts have made commercial products in space?
No, I wasn't aware of that. What kinds of products?
Tiny plastic beads.
Beads? You mean to tell me that astronauts have nothing better to do than make jewelry beads in space? Seems to me they could make more useful things out there.
Oh, but these plastic beads aren't for jewelry. They can be used for many scientific purposes, from conducting cancer research to calibrating microscopes.
That sounds better. But why make such objects in space rather than on Earth?
Because Earth's gravitational pull affects the beads. The beads produced on Earth are distorted, not exactly round. The ones made in space are precise spheres.
Question number 39. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Question number 40. According to the conversation, what is the likely use for the beads? According to the map, why did the accident make the deed complete? Question number 42. What material were the beads made of? Questions 43 through 46. Listen to the talk about the history of the Hudson River. Today, I would like to begin by discussing early European settlement along one of our well-known rivers, the Hudson, which empties into the Atlantic to form New York Bay. The Hudson River has a couple of interesting physical features that made it very attractive for settlement by the Europeans. The first is that the river extends inland from the Atlantic Ocean for more than 150 miles with no waterfalls or rapids. Its surface is virtually flat for that entire distance with no obstacles. Second, the whole 150-mile stretch is influenced by tides from the Atlantic Ocean. Roughly every 6 hours, the river reverses direction, flowing north when the tide is rising and south toward the ocean when the tide is going down. Obviously, there were no obstacles to prevent settlers from moving further upstream on the Hudson River. And this explains why the Dutch penetrated so far inland. They were the first Europeans to settle in the Hudson Valley. Of course, to go upstream, the Dutch settlers needed the right type of boat. And so, to navigate the river, they designed a sloop with only one mast but with two sails, one rigged in front of the mast and one behind. The mast was very tall, in many cases over 100 feet tall, so that the large sails could catch winds blowing above the shoreline hills. Hudson River sloops carried passengers and cargo, the cargo ranging from coal, lumber, hay, to fruit, vegetables, and livestock. Traveling only 10 miles an hour in a good wind, the sloop was not too speedy by modern standards, but it was ideally suited to the Dutch settlement. And in fact, when the steamboat eventually was introduced, it couldn't keep up with the sloop. Question number 43. What attracted Europeans to the Hudson River area? Question number 44. What is characteristic of the first 150 miles inland on the Hudson River? Question number 45. How do tides from the Atlantic Ocean influence the Hudson River? Question number 46. According to the speaker, why did Hudson River sloops have tall masts? Questions 47 through 50. Listen to the phone conversation about a theater group. Hello?
Hello, this is Susan.
Hi, Susan. It's Greg. What can I do for you?
I'm calling about the theater.
Oh, gosh. You know how much I love acting. But I'm taking some very hard courses. I might be able to learn my part, but I would hardly have time to come to the rehearsal.
Well, actually,
only once a week, you said. Well, could you give me time to think it over?
Sure. Look, why don't you tell me a lot about it? I think you'll like it when you learn. You see how much fun it is, you want to do it right away.
Okay, I'll come to a rehearsal, but I can't promise more than that.
Great. I'll give you a call on Tuesday. Talk to you then. Goodbye.
Bye, Susan. Question number 47. Why does Susan think Greg might be interested in the theater? Question number 48. How often does the group rehearse? Question number 49. Why does Greg ask for time to think about whether he will join the group? Question number 50. What does Susan expect Greg to do? This is the end of section. Now we will begin part A with question number one. Question number one.
Turn it off the light, would you?
Question number two.
had to race his mind. Question number 6.
The game will be in the gym. I'll meet you there.
Question number 7.
That name just doesn't mean a bell to me.
Question number 8.
Jim looks exhausted, but he just slept 10 hours.
Question number 9. They're expecting us at 5. Question number 10.
In no way do I blame you for what happened.
Question number 11.
Professor Stone agreed to let us turn our fingers in on Monday instead of Friday.
Question number 12.
Bruce and Chuck are twins, can't you tell?
Question number 13.
The concert seemed to be over, darkness.
Question number 14.
If I told you, you'd have been so locked in the door.
Question number 15.
We stopped at the snack bar for my sleep.
Question number 16.
Weren't they good teaching assistants?
Question number 17.
Lisa bought some button cables from the supermarket.
Go on to the next page. Question number 18.
They missed not only the first game, but the second one as well.
Question number 19.
Bonnie really has to win some money.
Question number 20.
It never fails. Plan a big game to finish right away.
This is the end of part A. Now we will begin part B of the first conversation. Question number 21.
Are you looking forward to the Olympic sport?
You bet I am. Rooms here are too small. There's no shortage here.
What is the man going to do? Question number 22.
There are some interesting shows in the entryway.
What are these lessons on our lunch?
What does the woman mean? Question number 23.
These carrots look so good, and they're only 29 cents a pound.
Let's get a bunch. And how about some lettuce too?
What are the people doing? Question number 24.
Did you buy any of the sweaters that were on sale?
Buy any? I got 5 of them. They were such a good bargain.
What did the man say about the sweaters? Question number 25.
Hurry, it's a bus coming now.
Well done. There'll be another one in 2 or 3 minutes.
What does the woman mean? Question number 26.
The lecture this morning was so boring.
I'll say, I had one eye on the clock the whole time.
What does the man mean? Question number 27.
Do you think you can have that with